Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
hallelujah to Jesus. It is another opportunity to hear the word of God. The word of God is the power of God that brings salvation and deliverance. I therefore invite you to join me as I share the word of God today. My name is Brother Chris, and I welcome you to Moment of Truth. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of life and for the word we are about to hear. Lord, I pray that you touch everyone listening to this message and let your touch bring the miracles that they need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When Jesus was here on earth, he called the devil a liar and the father of all liars. And because of the lies that the devil tell, he has been able to play tricks on man. And these tricks have caused a lot of damage to people right from the days of Adam and Eve. Unfortunately, people nowadays still fall for his tricks again and again. So in today's broadcast, we shall be considering the message titled, Tricked by the Devil. Tricked by the Devil. There are so many tricks that the devil had played people over the years, and which he had continued to play men and women even today. Many of those who are his victims do not even know that they were tricked by the devil. But thank God that we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. In today's broadcast, we shall examine three of devil's tricks. And we are examining them so that we will know when the devil is trying to play tricks on us. Examining them will also help us to avoid the mistakes of those that fell for the tricks of the devil. The first trick of the devil we shall consider is the trick of false promises. The trick of false promises. This is the trick that the devil plays on people when he tells them that he will make them to be something. A lot of people have been deceived by the devil with such false promises. When the devil met Eve in the Garden of Eden, he told Eve that she would be wise and knowledgeable like God if only she would eat the forbidden fruit. The devil also told her that she was not going to die if she disobeyed God. The devil made her false promises. And we read this in the book of Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. Genesis 3, 4 and 5. And it says, And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. But what happened? When Eve eventually disobeyed God and ate the forbidden fruits, instead of the promise of becoming wise like God, she realized that she was naked and she became ashamed. Yes, instead of being wise as God, she was cursed by God. Eve was tricked by the devil. And like Eve, there are many people today that the devil have made false promises to. They have followed the devil and joined occult groups with the promise of becoming rich and famous, only for them to find out that what they got was sorrow and shame. Some were promised protection, only to realize that they have lost their peace, their joy, their loved ones, and even in some cases, their own lives. They have been tricked by the devil. Hear me, my dear friends. The Bible tells us in John chapter 10, verse 10, John 10, verse 10, that the devil have come to kill, to steal and to destroy. Therefore, nothing good can come from the devil. All he makes are false promises. So if you are visiting native doctors or you are joining evil societies and occult groups because of what they promised you, then I want you to know that you have been tricked by the devil. It is only from God that you can get true blessings which add no sorrows. Another trick of the devil we shall consider is the trick of taking God for granted. The trick of taking God for granted. This is the trick that the devil plays on people when he makes them believe that things doesn't matter. The devil tells them that they can live their life anyhow and God would understand. The devil makes them believe that how they live their lives now doesn't matter. But the truth, my dear friend, is that the devil is playing tricks on them. This was exactly what happened to a man in the Bible called Samson. Samson was anointed mightily by God, but he took God for granted. He was living carelessly and believed it didn't matter. He believed it didn't matter because even though he was living in sin, his anointing was still flowing. Little did he know that the devil was playing tricks on him. And he continued to take God for granted because he would go and commit fornication and still everything will look normal. This continued until one day. The Bible tells us that a day came when Samson went to the house of Delilah. He made the costly mistake of telling the woman the secret of his strength. And that was the beginning of his end. The trick of the devil got manifested. In the book of Judges, chapter 16, verses 20 and 21, Judges 16, 20 and 21, we read that Samson awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times before and shake myself." And he wist not that the Lord has departed from him. So the Philistines took him and plucked out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and chained him with fetters of brass and put him in prison house to grind. Oh no, Samson has been tricked by the devil. Like Samson, there are those today who are taking God for granted. These are people that have been deceived by the devil to continue living in sin and say it doesn't matter. God understands. And they say it doesn't matter because though they are living in sin, their businesses, their jobs, their families are still moving on fine, and they think truly that it doesn't matter. Everything seems to be okay. These are people taking God for granted because they commit all manner of sin and come to church and nobody seems to know. But I want to let such people know that the devil is only playing tricks on them. Everything may seem normal now, but a day is coming when your sin will find you out. A day where everything that is hidden will be made open. It happened to Samson on the day he never expected. He said, "Oh, I will go and shake myself like other times." But he didn't know that God has abandoned him. My prayer for you today, my dear friend, is that you do not end like Samson. My prayer for you is that God will give you the grace to break away from this trick of the devil. Because the way you live your life and what you do now indeed matters to God. The next trick of the devil we will consider is the trick of "there is still time." The trick of "there is still time." This is the trick that the devil plays on people when he makes them believe that they have all the time in the world. The devil makes them believe that there is enough time to enjoy life and then repent later to serve God. So you see people spend their life in things of the world, pursuing enjoyment, pursuing money, business, career, family, riches, fame, power, and so on. And they don't care about God or the things of God. They don't take time to think about life after death. They do not think of eternity or where they will spend eternity. They don't bother whether they are going to hell or they are going to heaven because the devil have tricked them to believe that there is still time. Such people tell you that they don't want to be so heavenly minded and earthly useless. Most of their time, money, and energy is spent in the sinful things of the world. The devil makes them believe that they still have time. Unfortunately, they are being tricked by the devil. The Lord Jesus gave example of such people in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 16 to 20. Luke 12, 16 to 20. And I read, "And Jesus spoke a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods. I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast goods laid off for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. This rich man we just read about believed that he had many years to live. He was making big plans, but did not think of God or eternity. He believed that there was still time, enough time to eat, drink, and be merry. Unfortunately, the devil was playing tricks on him. His time was up, and he didn't know. That same night, God took his soul, and he died. He left behind the riches, the business, the career, and everything. I would like to ask you, my dear friends, are you like this rich man? Do you believe that you still have time? Oh yes, you look at your age and think that there's still enough time. And so you are postponing your day of repentance because you want to enjoy a little. Don't fall for the devil's tricks. Many that waited for the 11th hour died on the 10th hour. The Bible says that the life of man is like a vapor that appears and disappears. That is why the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2 that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. I therefore invite you today to repent of your sin and receive Jesus. Don't think that you still have the time. You don't know when God will ask for your soul. And when he asks, we cannot say no. It is therefore important that we take the opportunity that we have today and prepare for eternity. Let us not make the mistake of the rich man who thought he had so many years to live on earth. And so, my dear listener, we have seen in today's message that some of those who lived before us in this life were tricked by the devil. They fell for the tricks of the devil and became fatal victims. We saw how Eve fell for the false promises of the devil. And instead of becoming wise like God, she ended up in shame and curse. We also saw how Samson fell for the tricks of the devil by living his life anyhow while believing that it didn't matter. He took God for granted and paid dearly for it. We also saw how the rich man fell for the tricks of the devil. He thought he had enough time to enjoy himself and to repent later, only for him to die suddenly. I may not know the trick the devil is playing on you. I may also not know how long the devil has been playing the trick on you. But one thing I know is that that trick will end today. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 8, Jesus was manifested that he might destroy all the works of the devil. Jesus is the only one who has the power to deliver man from the tricks of the devil. Jesus defeated the devil over 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. And is able to deliver all those who come to God through him. Jesus can free you today from your sin. He can save you from your sickness. He can deliver you from the tricks of the devil and every oppression of the devil. Jesus paid the price for our sin, and today he is alive. All you need to do is to call upon the name of Jesus with all your heart, and he will be there to save you. For the Bible says that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Lord is right there where you are, and he will perform a miracle in your life. Why not call on him right now? And you can call on Jesus right where you are. You may be at home, you may be in the car, you may be in the office. You can call on Jesus. And if you want to call on him, pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, deliver me from the tricks of the devil. I repent of my sins. Please show me mercy. I believe you are the Son of God. I call upon your name today. Deliver me. Heal me. Save me. Thank you, Jesus. If you just pray this prayer with all your heart, then I want to assure you that God has forgiven you, but you must never go back to your sins and allow the devil to trick you. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I present everyone who has called upon the name of Jesus before you. Lord, I pray that you show them mercy and forgive them their sins. I pray that you give them the power to become sons of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I deliver them from every tricks of the devil. I break the chain of captivity and I demand their freedom. Let them be free, let them be saved, let them be made whole. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. My friends, I believe that God has taught you by this message. But in case you still want to reach me for questions or counseling or you need prayers, please feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. Until I come your way again, same time, same station. God bless you.